Hey, what's up, Street Dogs? Eric from the Eric from Street Photography Blog. So, I wanted to do a quick video vlog with you, just sharing some practical thoughts about, what I want to talk to you about. Lots of things, right? So, the basic notion that, you know, how to essentially make more photographs. So, I think the biggest issue I actually see photographers face is this. They lose inspiration or motivation to make photos. And this is something that's personally afflicted me for a very, very long time. And I think I've reached some sort of like pseudo enlightenment. So I just wanted to share some practical things that's helped me. So first and foremost, why do we lose inspiration and motivation to make photos? I think, this is my theory, I think it has to do a combination of social media, this culture of perfectionism, and, you know, just, and it, to the most part, you know, real life, you know, 9-to-5 jobs kind of does get in our way. And, you know, social media, TV, Netflix, blah, blah, kind of gets in our way. So this is my thought. There is too much of this striving to make perfect photos that will get lots of likes on social media, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, and so forth. And now, that itself is, that's fine, but the problem is this. You are being gamed by the algorithm, you're getting programmed by the algorithm, and you're putting your self-esteem in an algorithm that even nobody really understands. So for example, you know, Facebook, who owns Instagram, whatever. The way that this works is this. Instagram, back in the day, was like, you know, you had X amount of followers, and every time you posted something, chronologically, all your followers would actually see your stuff. So high levels of engagement, likes and stuff, blah, blah. You know, Facebook comes along and buys it out for $1 billion. And what does Facebook want to do? Facebook is a publicly traded company that needs to maximize profits and make money. So they buy Instagram for $1 billion. They're going to have to earn at least over $1 billion of revenue. So how do they do that? Advertising, cool. So now Facebook tries to, I mean, Facebook's kind of in a tough position, right? Is that it needs to, you know, like for the most part, you know, I have friends who work at Facebook and engineers and, you know, Mark Zuckerberg, whatever. You know, I don't think anyone at Facebook is sinister. I don't think anyone's just like, you know, even Mark Zuckerberg, he doesn't really care for money. I mean, look at the dude. He just drives his Jetta and he wears black t-shirts or gray t-shirts, whatever. But, you know, there's kind of this balancing of how can I make enough money for this to be a profitable, growing company and to actually have a legitimately good experience for the users. Now, it's tricky. So essentially, what they've tried to do is create this newsfeed algorithm, which, you know, if you post too much, you're not gonna be shown to your friends or followers because you're seen as spammy. But, you know, the more likes, the more you post stuff that people like, the more the algorithm will show your stuff to other people. So essentially what happens is this. Consciously or subconsciously, this algorithm programs us to maximize our like count, which means, you know, you don't want to post more than once a day if you want to maximize your likes. Generally, you want to post around noon, your time. And also, you want to create photographs which get maximum likes, which, you know, considering that everyone's looking at your photo on a phone, right? Which means simple photos tend to do better, right? Like black and white, symmetry, or saturated colors, and, you know, something that's kind of like moody and symmetric and dramatic, whatever. And the problem is there are certain photos you make that actually don't look good on a good small screen. They look better on a big monitor or printed, whatever. But because, you know, it's human nature, we want to increase our number of likes or our money or our followers or a sense of self-worth, is that we end up creating more and more generic images in order to maximize our lives, likes, right? Or we try to create more things which are more and more sensational, which get more likes or whatever. And this is actually what I see that's happening with you know, TV, media, and so forth, is that, like, it's not really anyone's fault. It's just the biggest problem is that the whole thing is run by advertising. So the more sensational, the more in your face, the better. And that's why I like watching, this is why I don't watch the news no more, because there's no, it's just like a big reality TV show, is that anything that gets you more eyeballs, the better. And now, us as photographer, artists, creators, individuals, where does that leave us? That leaves us in the sense that we feel like a little bit helpless, right? Like there's kind of a little bit this learned helplessness. And also like most of my friends who've been on social media for a while, sooner or later, they just kind of like feel a little bit like empty. They're just like, dude, is this the point of life? Is just to go out, make good photos, upload to Instagram or Facebook or whatever and just get a bunch of likes? Like it feels a little bit vacuous and hollow and empty. And also you kind of get a little bit fucked in a position where, let's say, you got a trillion followers on Instagram, but you don't have your own website blog, all your followers are trapped within that platform. So you end up being trapped in that platform, so you end up getting fucked. And this actually happened to a lot of my friends. Or, you know, I kind of saw this back in the days of like Flickr, right? You know, Flickr was the home for everything social media, photography, whatever. And then once Instagram took over, all the photographers who were once Flickr famous essentially faded into obscurity. Why? Because they weren't able to transition. And, you know, my next prediction is gonna be the same thing, is that like, sooner or later, I don't know if TikTok takes over or, you know, what's the next thing after Instagram. Same thing is that like, you know, once there's something new after Instagram, right? All those people who have like a trillion followers on Instagram are gonna be fucked because all your followers are trapped within that platform. And you know, even now, I've been talking to some people that I know, is I think it's like kind of insane. Like, let's say you have 100,000 followers, the algorithm is so, you know, shifted right now that only like 5% or 1% of your followers will actually see whatever you post. And the only way to get more of your followers to see what it is, you know, you gotta boost the post, you gotta give them 10 or 20 bucks, and you know, and then you know you get more access. So essentially, you just kind of end up getting trapped. It's like, I call this like digital sharecropping. You just end up getting trapped in this platform. Now, what is the practical solution beyond all this? I think, and you know, it's funny because like now I'm like 32 and I started photography more seriously when I was like, you know, 21, 22. So I've been in the game for like a decade. So I'm still kind of a baby. I cannot really rep OG status until I've been in this game like 3 decades. So I'll be like Dr. Dre level. So hopefully I'll be still making YouTube videos in my 50s. But I've seen so many people come and go, and you want to have your own website blog, and you want to control your own domain, stuff like that. So that's why I recommend 101.com, bluehost.com, install wordpress.org, and you want to have your own home, you want to have your own domain, and as long as the internet remains open and free, this is going to be the best place to do things. And even now, like, you know, every once in a while I'll upload something on YouTube and get like some sort of copyright violation or something like that. So I'm kind of also realizing that I'm like, you know, I'm still posting to YouTube, but I'm also cross-posting to my blog because I have via WordPress.com's Jetpack plugin. I think I pay like 10, 20 bucks a month and I get like free web hosting for the videos. So I cross-post to my blog as that video, and I'm also putting on a podcast and MP3 files. So essentially, I don't want to be trapped, and I don't like to say the word censored, but I don't want to be in a position where at any moment my stuff could be taken down or silenced or whatever. And once again, as long as the internet remains open and free, the only way to do this is through your blog. And this is why it's tricky, because when you create your own website blog, WordPress.com is probably the easiest way to get started. But, you know, there are certain restrictions. And then, like, I think the best way to think about entrepreneurship is to think in terms of decades. Like, this is obviously much easier for me to say now than I was when I was, like, in my early 20s. But still, you want to think, like, how can I stay relevant in the game 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30, 40, 50, 60? And I was actually kind of having a dream last night, where I was thinking last night in my sleep. I kind of saw my life flash between my eyes. It just, you know, I was kind of counting my years. You know, I imagined myself, you know, right now I'm 32. By the time I'm 33, 34, 35, 30, 40, 41, 50, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 100. So like I personally aspire to live to be 120 in excellent health. I don't want to live forever, but I want to live as long ever as I can. And I started to kind of realize if you're planning at the decades level, you start to approach life and think about life in a much more different, interesting way. And now, it's tricky too, because memento mori, you could die today in a texting while driving accident, you never know. But I think the aphorism is like, live every day like it was your last, but like, plan as if you're to live forever, something like that. And so I think it's kind of this barbell strategy of using every single day to the maximum, you know, create, challenge anything that you want to, but at the same time, you know, be frugal or economical enough with your money as if you're to live forever, and also not to do anything reckless that which might endanger your life. So even now, I'll never go bungee jumping. I won't even ride a bicycle in a metropolitan area. I won't ride a motorcycle. I won't, you know, ride a helicopter, whatever. You know, obviously, even leaving your house, you have a chance of death. But there are certain things which have a higher likelihood of death. Like, I've had so many friends on their bicycles getting hit by, like, stupid cars, almost breaking their necks. And it's like, you could be the world's best bicyclist, but if you just have one bozo who's, like, drinking while driving, you're donezo, right? So, anyways, just think about your life in the long term, in terms of photography, the best way to thrive. Create your own website, blog. Turn off all the stats, turn off all the comments, keep posting, keep sharing, and you know, just kind of enjoy the process. Don't strive towards perfection. Strive to just kind of have fun with the whole process. Use a simple camera. Like, I'm a huge proponent of the Ricoh GR version 3. Use an iPhone. Whatever is simple, fits inside your front pocket, tends to be the ultimate solution. Disavow anything that's big, heavy, and cumbersome. The smaller, the better. The more compact, the better. And realize that photography, it's kind of this constantly state of becoming. And try to strive towards your life. How can I be inspired to make photos until I die at age 120? Maybe that could be the goal. Also, shoot JPEG, keep things simple. RAW just ends up taking way too much time. I've also been using just the default Apple Photos on my iPad or my MacBook to process my photos, to just keep things simple and keep things fast and streamlined. I think Lightroom is starting to get a little bit too like slow for me. And yeah, just keep making, keep sharing, and realize that you'll never create a perfect photo, nor should you strive to make a perfect photo. Just strive to have fun with the whole process. Thanks a lot for watching, guys. Peace out.